step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
On today's Minute of the Apes, do you like the juxtaposition of burning ape flesh and serenely sitting on a horse? Then this minute's for you.
Hello and welcome to Minute of the Apes, the daily podcast where we break down every minute of the Planet of the Apes movies, 1 minute at a time. I'm Todd.
I heard that motorcycle?
Yeah. Yes.
That's, okay.
I heard it too, yeah.
Thought it was
at first I was looking for the dog. What's going on?
We live close enough to Central Expressway, which is probably the main highway that runs through the Metroplex-ish type area. And if the wind shifts, you can hear just all of a sudden it's like... Most of the time I don't hear shit, but you will get those moments of a car.
Do you hear the dart when it comes in, like that squealing of it?
I want to say I have before. Yeah.
Dart being the rail system.
I'll pay attention to it now, yeah.
We have a dart rail stop that's 2 or 3 blocks from our house.
Yeah.
It's all about, the highway is what, maybe is that a quarter of a mile from here?
Oh, I think more than that.
More than that.
Yeah. Okay. But again, you're far enough away that you think you're not going to hear it. And this is awful. In fact, did y'all ever see that footage? We are so not Planet of the Apes right now. Did you ever see that footage of the semi that went over an overpass here and exploded?
No.
That literally happened right over here. And it was the semi went over and it sadly killed the man.
Oof.
And it was a ball of fire. I'll try and find the footage for
Jesus.
You.
Jesus.
Yeah.
He
got swiped by a car and it sent him in his
Oh god.
Literally right here. And I didn't hear shit. And Shelly's like, "Oh my god, what's going on?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And when I say ball explosion massive, the area over here was just charred, burned. So you don't that's such a bad example to be telling this story. But you don't hear it, and then the wind shifts, and we hear one motorcycle going, and it's loud.
I mean, I've had a nightmare or two before involving driving over an overpass, driving over a bridge or something like that, and falling off of it before. That is like nightmare.
When we're taking the HOV back from here, we're getting off on 75.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really going to show you that video, and unfortunately, your nightmares are going to be realized.
but I mean, that is. You think about the things that how you could potentially die in a car.
The logical fear is where you start telling yourself and constructing these things. Yes.
We hear about the random people that like a garden tool flew out of the back of a truck and decapitated somebody. That actually happened like one of the news reporters here, didn't it?
Oh, gee.
It happened on 6:35. I think it was a news reporter. No, it happened on 6:35. Somebody got decapitated because something fell out of the back of a truck. Went, and I'm like, of all the likelihood of something flying out of a truck,
that's fucking the and final coming through your windshield,
and getting you is just all that factor is crazy. Like that's like a
life
possession
fucking,
demon story.
Life
thing.
Is fucking weird. And hey, so is this movie.
Life comes at you pretty fast, and so do garden shears.
Wow, that was a dark way to begin our Wednesday. But you know, that's how you do a hump day. Occasionally,
that's
you have
right.
to get over the hump of this movie.
That's right.
So
you got to hump the day or it's going to hump you.
There you go. Yeah. Let's get back to the movie. Minute 83. Sean, tell us what's going on.
All right, we start minute 83 with Ari saying mistaken and ends with Davidson on horseback contemplating the morning to come.
All right, here it comes. Minute 83, Planet of the Apes.
Mistaken. Forgive me.
Thank you.
their mark. Let her return. She can die with her friends tomorrow.
As Men 83, we have Oberon's worth of apes and humans, two displaced pods worth of humans and apes, so many wild humans in Ape City, minus two gorillas, humans on the loose and monkeys in a camp.
I wasn't expecting that. That was funny. All right, so we continue on with the ill-lit encounter between these two very good actors as they begins to sniff Ari's fingers. Keep
going.
His little teeth chattering.
There are things I'm going to get to that are a leap for this, but literally I could not watch this moment last night. I'm going to jump right now, but before I get into it, have you heard about this Jared from Subway documentary that's on Discovery Plus?
No.
And it's about him getting caught.
Yeah.
So I literally, I literally finished it last night. And I'm already in creep out mode, and then Thade starts sniffing her fingers. I'm like, I gotta fucking turn this shit off.
I have to watch this now.
Oh, it's very disturbing.
Oh, because
they actually have recordings of him. We can talk about a bit in an. It's three.
Sorry. Okay.
We can talk about it in between. Okay. I was just so creeped out as I watched this. So back to it. Thade sniffs her fingers and just reaches across without her even kind of flinching as he reaches for the brand and throws her hand down. Smoke comes up. Atar runs in because I guess he heard the weird whimpers, which really weren't the loud screams that would pull you in.
No. Crawl honestly should have been with him, but go ahead. Sorry, we'll come back.
True, or they should have been holding Crawl back outside or anything like
Anyways,
that.
Anyways, keep going.
So we get the two of them looking at each other. Then we cut across to, we don't get a face, but we know it's Leo on a horse and very much a John Ford
morning
shot. There's no other way to look at that. Is a John Ford Western right then.
Yeah.
And that's fine. You can evoke that. I'm okay with that. That's our minute. Okay. I've been mistaken. Forgive me. Fine. If I had seen her reject him, and I knew that there was something, I've been mistaken. You've earned that now. But they haven't.
Mm-mm.
They've not earned anything. How am I supposed to feel tension between two very good, talented actors when they've done nothing to earn that? Right? Am I wrong?
Well, and they're both trying to cover for this,
mm-hmm.
and that's in the way that he approaches her hand, right? He himself trying to, the actor is trying to, like, okay, I can overcome this moment by
sniffing,
outdoing it, and just being all up on that hand.
What the fuck? Okay.
It's the eternal choice. Sniff a finger, eat a finger. I don't know what he's trying to do.
But I go back to Tarzan, Legend of Greystoke.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
Uh-huh. I love that movie.
I love that movie, too. Have you seen it, Richard?
I'm sure.
So if you'll remember, Tarzan picks their hands up and will, like, you know, it's,
put it when they died.
And they'll do it across the face like that. And it's a very touching, like, this is a simian gesture that we've learned to exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Had we seen some of that in this, then maybe this affection towards hands or things like that would make sense. But what the fuck is he doing?
We've gotten some of the, you know, when Thade is seeing his two gorillas that he's gonna kill, you know, he's wiping his hands on them. We're not just in the army together. We're friends, you know.
Okay.
There's been some of that kind of stuff of hand bumping, but just the over the top. His eyes are literally rolling back in his skull so that you only see the whites under his eyes while he's sniffing it. I mean, okay, more than branding, it almost feels like he should have bitten off a finger or something like that.
I agree.
Well, I mean, I do like the idea of, you know, him branding her because she wants to be so human. I do
like
enjoy,
that idea.
I do enjoy the idea.
But
I needed him to, What I would have liked is when he's smelling her hand for him to realize that he's smelling humans.
Humans on him. Okay,
right,
I can
or
see that.
Kind of somehow that turns him let off. Us know that he's smelling humans and no longer smelling her.
There is also a moment that going back to Chekhov's gun, we've not seen this brand before. This
checklist
brand
is up.
Well, I'm not sorry. Chekhov's brand.
Checklist is up.
Oh, checklist
is it. But have we really seen him brand a human, especially?
Well, not only that, so he just has a brand sitting in the fire all the time, just in case.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah. He's just got he's got the right thing right there.
It's glowing red, so it has to have been sitting there for a while. So was the whole plan he knew Ari was going to come here?
That's a good point. That brand is just out of nowhere. Yeah.
And not only that, look next to the brand. If you go like 32 seconds, there is the weirdest looking curvy knife.
I see that.
That would be the worst knife to stab somebody with because it has two points at the end, but everything else is nice and round. So that you can't slash with it. You can only poke with it. I don't know what that knife is. Sorry.
Well, let's think about the fact that what they're going to do is they're going to go and not kill these humans, but round them up, and that's why they need the brand. But I don't know why it would be sitting in the fire tonight.
But if we had seen him someone in previous minutes
yeah.
That they had humans and they were
He captured one of the spies. He'd captured something on like horseback.
It also one of my biggest...
Or we saw brands on humans.
We should have... This should have been something that we knew that he always had it ready or something. It's one of my biggest pet peeves in movie making, though, is that only the end of the brand is glowing, yet the entire shaft of it is
black.
Sitting
in the fire. Yeah.
And it's like, I get why that's there, but I would so much rather see when... Not that I'm saying...
And also, probably that fire is not going to make that metal glow like that. Anyway.
I'm not saying that Yellowstone, the TV show, is the pinnacle of realism, but I've seen them... I've watched a couple of episodes, and it was like, they have a brand for a cow. Mm-hmm. And the brand itself is deep within the flames.
The flame,
And the shot is like, it's down there. So then when they pull it out and it's glowing red, I'm like, okay, I kind
of
get it.
Yeah, but this is just sitting on the back of the fire.
It's now, would it hurt you if it...
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't want to touch it.
I ain't touching it.
No. Well, speaking of... Well, first of all, before we get into hurting, he says... thinks Eri wants to be human because she takes in strays and hangs out with humans. We adopt dogs. That doesn't mean we want to be a dog.
Yeah.
I work at a dog shelter. That doesn't mean I want to be a dog. It means I want to take care of dogs.
He would almost need to see something on her that lets him know that she's somehow
Ari's shirt. Ari needs to be wearing a piece of Davidson's clothing or something like that to make him think.
Or
that
he needs to smell. Again, he needs to act like he suddenly
smells
like
human. Yeah. So anyway, you were saying, it's going to hurt if it... really hurt her, does she? Because she gets branded, and she got more freaked out at water than she is than this brand hitting.
She just kind of goes. In fact, it's funny you say that, Sean, because I was literally just at that point. Hang on, I want to play this. This is at the very moment he takes the flame.
And by the way, while you're playing the audio, the subtitle says whimpering, not screaming, just whimpering.
Right. So, real quick, this is when he actually takes the brand from the flame.
Them wear their mark.
That is not enough whimpering to
justify the brand.
Atar, and especially Atar coming in.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wouldn't have heard. I mean, is this a whole plan they've set up? I mean, did he know Ari was going to show up? Did he say, hey, if Ari happens to show up, I'm going to brand her, and you come running in after I brand her? I mean, what is...
If...
So frustrated.
If we had a moment before between, kind of to what you're saying, between Atar and Thade, and if Thade is then putting that brand into the fire, and it's almost like he's developing some plan that we don't understand, that kind of works. But there's nothing to this that explains that brand is there. There's nothing to it that tells us that they're expecting it. They could even fucking call out to Atar and say, does he ever call him Atar?
No, we only know Atar's name because Ari was telling Davidson.
Okay. I think he calls him General at some point.
Okay, fine. Screw it. General!
Yeah.
And that's when... Then he could even say his line then, but this...
Or, hell, I mean, they just do it in the movie. Just have him do one of the monkey screams because we know scream means whatever they want. He just, and then Atar comes running in.
True. So she can, Let her return. And okay, also
again, let her return. They know how close they are to the humans. Why did they stop? A night attack would be better. I mean, so many things. Ugh.
You know, where these moments like this become interesting is if you develop between Atar and Thade respect, yet Atar is also afraid of how far Thade is going.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at this, Atar barely even allowed there. He's not allowed to let his eyes really look at Ahri as she whimpers down below and for him to take it. As Thade talks about, she can die with her friends tomorrow. To me, that should be Atar's moment to like take in the new information. She's this woman your boss loves, you know, is whimpering with a brand on her hand.
If they
had, and he does never see it. We never see a shot of that. I'm sorry.
If they had set up earlier in the movie somehow a whole, I can't remember if it was in the previous movies of Ape Shall Not Kill Ape or something like that. Right. Yeah, no, that was in the previous movies, mm-hmm. right? Then she can die with her friend tomorrow. Atar is going, wait, apes shall not kill ape, which means when Thade had killed the two apes earlier in the movie, mm-hmm. that would have been a bigger revelation because ape shall not kill ape. Now he's killed two. Now he's sending her off to die. I thought we were just going to kill humans, not apes, you know, stuff like that.
But there's
because Simos told us ape shall not kill ape. And so now he's getting... Atar is getting conflicts with his friend, but my religion, which one do I go with?
It's one of those that, again, this feels like they're trying so hard to escape the repeating the logic of the previous films that they are creating no logic for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's very, very bad. Okay, that is it. I can't.
No, hang on. We get the slow dissolve.
Okay, we do.
To Davidson.
We do.
Sitting on horseback. I guess he hasn't left horseback since he tried to rally the troops to piss off earlier. I don't know.
Maybe he's like wondering where they went finally.
Yeah, he's finally going, wait, did we have three apes here?
Yeah, where'd they go? What's going on? Do you think they're over there?
Wow. It is.
I mean, obviously, the dissolve is showing us a little transition of time,
mm-hmm.
but I just don't understand what I mean. Maybe in the next minute we'll find out, but I just don't understand why he's on horseback. What his plan? What
and he's also
plan,
so non.
He just we just had a dramatic moment. Now we're just kind of cutting to what appears to be like a serene moment.
Davidson doesn't know
the music builds, but there's no real reason to like.
Davidson knows an army is close. He doesn't know they're attacking. Today.
And but he's also making no moves while he's on this horse. Now, okay, to be fair, we get about
2 seconds. Yeah.
But he's making no moves to look. He's looking on the horizon, but what the fuck is he? That looks more like, again, I'm going to pull it out of a John Ford Western. This looks like, if I'm taking that shot, this is the cowboy whose old mentor just died in the campfire that night. That's that shot.
Maybe if we saw smoke on the horizon or something, so he's looking at where the ape camp is. I don't know, but I mean, yeah.
It's, yeah. Okay. Anybody got anything else before I try once again to put this one to bed?
Try to end it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to keep it going.
It's okay, Sean. We'll forgive you. Don't do it again.
All right.
That is it for now. We will be back tomorrow with another riveting minute from Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes. Everyone have a great day.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.